the system they use there is replicated in Hampshire. So if we have spate conditions, if we need backup, we can automatically get our calls answered within 6 seconds by call operators in Hampshire. And again, we've experienced some flooding in Hampshire over the last couple of weeks, localized flooding, where the resilience and the spate conditions worked extremely well across the network.
Are some people concerned that the calls aren't actually being answered in Dorset themselves?
Well, the calls are being answered in Wiltshire. We've got 13 members of staff who have transferred to the new control room. I know there's sometimes a worry about local knowledge, but the system itself is extremely intelligent in terms of locating the caller and the using geographical information systems to locate the actual incident and mobilize crews. So it's a very, very efficient operation from call receipt to dispatch of fire appliances. We've been making sure that we've got all the functionality that we need in the Wiltshire fire control. As I say, they've only been taking the Wiltshire calls since July, only in the last week or so of how our calls actually crossed over. And of course, we've been keeping things in shadow appearance at this end, just in case there's been any problems or glitches with the system. But touch wood, fingers crossed, it's been an absolute fantastic crossover, cutover, and we've continued with a very effective call receipt and dispatch.
So does this mean the operation centre in Dorset closes now? I presume it's Dorchester, is it?
Yes, the fire control room, which was in our headquarters in Dorchester, is now closed. That actually shut down operations on the 26th of August. But as I say, we've been keeping the equipment here, we've been keeping staff on standby, just in case there have been any issues. But we're now confident that we can officially mark the opening this week with a formal opening of our Joint Service Control Centre in Potter and Devizes.
Has anyone lost their jobs because of this?
So we had staff here. All staff were offered the opportunity to relocate to Potton in Devizes. Some staff decided to pursue other career options. Other staff have transferred to firefighter roles. And as I mentioned, 13 staff have transferred to Potton in Devizes. So there has been some redundancies, but that's been minimal by the amount of staff we've taken up to Devizes and also by the transfer to full-time firefighter positions.